Many people confuse the statement, almost all terrorists are Muslims, with almost all Muslims are terrorists. Assume that the first statement is true, that 99% of terrorists are Muslims. This would mean that only about 0.001% of Muslims are terrorists, since there are more than 1 billion Muslims and only, say, 10,000 terrorists, 1 in 100,000. So the logical mistake makes you unconsciously overestimate the odds of a randomly drawn individual Muslim person between the age of, say, 15 and 50, being a terrorist by close to 50,000 times. The reader might see in this round-trip fallacy the unfairness of stereotypes. Minorities in urban areas in the United States have suffered from the same confusion. Even if most criminals come from their ethnic subgroup, most of their ethnic subgroup aren't criminals, but they still suffer from discrimination by people who should know better. I never meant to say that the conservatives are generally stupid. I meant to say that stupid people are generally conservative, John Stuart Mill once complained. This problem is chronic. If you tell people that the key to success isn't always skills, they think that you're telling them that it is never skills, always luck. Our inferential machinery, that which we use in daily life, isn't made for a complicated environment in which a statement changes markedly when its wording is slightly modified. Consider that in a primitive environment, there's no consequential difference between the statements most killers are wild animals and most wild animals are killers. There's an error here, but it's almost inconsequential. Our statistical intuitions haven't evolved for a habitat in which these subtleties can make a big difference.